A quick DX get-together note, John Tootenham is hosting a weekend in Cuba. That's Cuba, Missouri, Friday through Sunday, October 6th through the 8th, at the Super 8 Motel. Those interested should contact John Tootenham. His ham call sign is Whiskey Zero Juliet Romeo Papa at 417-624-8058. Or you can write to him at 2824 Missouri in Joplin, Missouri, 64804-2755.
IDXers, radio buffs, and other heterodyne hounds, this is Market Scope, and I, Phil Wayne, am here for another month of pure air check bliss. As promised, this month is Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Unfortunately, I was not able to get all the market stations, so I'll share with you all of what I have. Two AMs and six FMs, I believe. The first is a station we heard a bit of last month in our tribute to the Wolfman, only it isn't a Super Q anymore.
This is where all the great songs have gone. AM 790 WEAQ, Eau Claire. Incredible. What fantastic lyrics. And when Tony sings lyrics, you really hear them. Tony Bennett, Begin the Begin.
I hear music when I look at you.
AM 790 WEAQ. 790 WEAQ. With a pretty song from the new Christy Minstrels, that is today on the Memory Station. Nine past. Hello, how are you today? Jeff Rollins playing them. It's Eddie Fisher, I need you now.
Oh, all right. I bet they will know the answer to our brain game.
Probably, because they're really smart. Who is the brother of Flopsy, Mopsy, and Cottontail? Who's their brother? If you know the answer, give us a call. You could win the Timmy in Malibu video from MCA and Universal Home Video. The number is 1-800-552-2470. All you got to do is call and be the 10th caller with the right answer. Who is the brother of Flopsy, Mopsy, and Cottontail? Good luck from all your friends at Radio Oz.
Hello, everybody.
Here comes Furry Little Dude.
I know you've got the brain game going, so I'll make this quick, okay?
All right? Speedy mind reading session.
Mind reading, I've got the envelope, and the envelope is...
The envelope is an envelope, and inside the envelope is a question.
We'll make it quick if Leave helps me.
All right, in the envelope is a question. You will now answer the question before you open the envelope. It's amazing, it's astounding, it's truly flabbergasting.
Wow, you've got that memorized.
Yeah, I've been doing it every day for 5 years.
That's
okay,
true,
we got it. Okay, here we go. Holding it to my forehead.
Yes.
Ouch, I gotta quit hitting it on my forehead.
Okay,
like that.
Now you got a red spot.
Yeah, that hurts. Okay. I'm thinking.
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 Concentrating.
Concentrating.
Thinking.
Thinking.
Got it. The answer is an eating utensil, chops, and Dan Geiger.
Okay, an eating utensil, chops, and Dan Geiger?
I don't know if I...
This should be good.
I don't want to know this.
Oh, you like it. Okay, an eating utensil, chops, and Dan Geiger.
Okay.
We open up the envelope.
Very good.
And the answer again is...
The answer is eating utensils, chops...
An eating utensil.
Okay, an eating utensil.
Just one.
Okay, just one.
Okay.
Singular.
Singular.
Chops.
Chops.
And Dan Geiger.
And Dan Geiger.
Got it.
All right. Here's the question.
What?
What is a fork, some pork, and a big dork?
Hey, that's not nice.
Hey, wait a second. Which one of those do I come will fall into?
I think you're the fork.
Thanks a lot.
Well, the eating utensil would be the fork.
Yeah.
Okay. Chops, of course, would be pork.
Yeah, like lamb chops.
And Dan Geiger would be, well, never mind. Okay, give me the gong. Yes. Sorry, Danny.
I said lamb chops. Duh. How about pork chops, Leaf? Let's get with it.
Leaf? You need some sleep, I think.
Well, good Thursday morning, stations. This is Michael Jay with Radio Oz Conference Call, and this is the 15th day of June, 1995. Several items on the agenda. Of course, number one, clearance. You got it. If you are behind, would you please get caught up as soon as possible? We'll be sending letters out during the month of June, reminding you that you are behind in your clearance discrepancy reporting. Remember, whether or not you break away from the network, still need to get those discrepancy reports in. If you don't break away from the net, all you have to do is fill out the upper portion of that form, check it, sign it, date it, and fax it to me, 612-926-7984 is my fax number. Number two clearance issue is the times for Disney Adventures magazine. I will remind you that Disney Adventures ran yesterday at 9:10 a.m., 10:10 a.m., 11:10 a.m., and 3:20 p.m. Today, Disney Adventures will run at 9:36 a.m., 11:10 a.m., 1:10 p.m., and 3:36 p.m. Tomorrow, Disney Adventures runs at 8:10 a.m., 10:36 a.m., 12:10 p.m., and 2:10 p.m. Fox Home Video starts tomorrow with a spot that I've got in just a couple of seconds, runs at 6:36 a.m., 8:36 a.m., 3:36 p.m., and 6:36 p.m. Fox runs on Saturday at 7:36 a.m., 9:10 a.m., 4:36 p.m., and 5:10 p.m. Of course, all these times and now stations are central times. And Fox Video runs on Sunday at 6:10 a.m., 7:36 a.m., 3:10 p.m., and 6:36 p.m. We're going to refeed the spot. It's the Yellow Dog spot. It's 60 seconds hidden coming in 3, 2, 1.
Now from Fox Video, the heartwarming story of 14-year-old Angus and a stray dog he calls Yellow.
That is conference call for today. Thank you much, stations. Go out and make it a great day.
Taylor in Santa Fe Springs, California is the winner of this hour's Radio Oz Brain Game. Peter Rabbit is the brother of Flopsy, Mopsy,
and
Cottontail.
Yeah.
Yeah, for knowing that, Taylor gets the Timmy in Malibu video from MCA Universal Home Video. Congratulations.
This is Dan Geiger.
This is Leave Lerner.
We'll be back with you tomorrow morning. Up next, it's Avenue A with Amy on Radio Oz.
WEIO Eau Claire.
The little round records with a big hole in the middle. Oldies 92.9. Oldies 92.9.
Make the first button the fun button on your car radio. Your good times, great oldie station. Cranking out a one-hit wonder from the Ad-Libs. That's the boy from New York City. And this is Brad Pierce. We're in the middle of at least 8 great oldies in a row. Pleasant Valley Sunday. Monkeys.
Hi, this is Steve Sunshine. Join me for an Oldies 92.9 sticker stop this Thursday at Pick and Save in Chippewa Falls. I'll be broadcasting live from 4 to 6 with plenty of Oldies 92.9 stickers on hand and chances for you to win Oldies 92.9 t-shirts, too. And check out the many specials Pick and Save will have. It's an Oldies 92.9 sticker stop this Thursday from 4 to 6 at Pick and Save in Chippewa Falls. From your good times, great oldies station, Oldies 92.9.
Great oldies!
For Beach Boys, Buckingham, Chuck Berry, and the Beatles. You want good times and great oldies on Oldies 92.9, WECL, Elk Mound, Eau Claire.
Now, another 50-minute music hour with Al Shannon on all-hit I-94.
Yeah, none of those late-night guys have Al Shannon. We got him. Mm-hmm.
Yeah!
505 Funnies and all requests after 7 o'clock.
Hits I-94, Al Shannon joining you. I've got the 505 Funnies coming up as advertised, plus more of the Chippewa Valley's best music.
All hits I-94, WIAL Eau Claire.
Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Governor O Hot Country, B95.
Well, I think it's too early to have this much fun, don't you think? Mm-hmm. Shania Twain, Any Man of Mine. Great song from Travis Tritt before that, Anymore. And Wade Hayes in there, too, with Old Enough to Know Better and Still Too Young to Care. Good morning, I'm Patty Hansen, coming right back with Dwight Yoakam. Don't go away.
And for your overnight tonight, looks like partly cloudy skies and a low around 60. Coming up for the rest of today, your Country Fest 95, partly sunny, high topping about 89. Then Thursday night tonight, partly cloudy, low near 65. Coming up for your Friday tomorrow, payday, partly sunny, high near 90. As always, 12 in a row, Hot Country.
B95. Proud to be the Valley's official station for Country Fest. WQRB, Bloomer, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Hot new country, B95.
Partly cloudy skies tonight, overnight low around 60. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high of 88. And then on Friday, pretty much the same thing. Partly sunny skies, a little bit warmer by 1 degree, high around 89. 84 degrees now at Z100. And let's get back to more continuous music. Here's Brian Adams. Z100. And that's going to do it for me. Bill Chase Dano's in next after 7 o'clock. I'll be talking to you tomorrow.
In the Chippewa Valley, real hit music begins and ends with Z.
You know, in this jacket, I can't keep my hands off myself.
Z100, WBIZ, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls.
Best Variety Z100. It's 5 minutes after 7 o'clock. Janet Jackson. Did you see her last night on MTV with her brother Michael? That whole video, that whole thing, I just didn't know what to think.
Goody, goody.
That's pretty much it. I'm sorry, they spent $8 million on it, and what'd you get? Black and white, lost in space. I was just waiting for the robot to come out and start going, warning, warning, danger, Will Robinson. Here's Escapade on Z100.
Wax 104, Turbo Country. Bruce Springsteen wrote that tune, Mavericks and All That Heaven Will Allow. Charlie Daniels with Long-Haired Country Boy in there before them. Coming up, we've got ourselves another 30-minute-long song. Said Alan Jackson, George Dukas requested Brooks and Dunn. That's all on the way.
Good evening. I'm Chris Lotto with a Wax 60-second news update, an investigation into a group of tax protesters in...
Things are cooling down. A little bit. 75 in Menominee, Marshfield 74. Here in Eau Claire, cloudy. We're at 74 degrees.
Non-stop country. Non-stop country. Kicking off another 30-minute long song set. WAXX.
It's Oldies 93, WBBG, Jerry Starr, and Billy J. Kramer, and the Dakotas. The Irish Fest 95 is going to be held at Yellow Dock Park this coming Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. For more details, call us right here at Oldies 93.
Stan Boney, first weather.
A service of De Lucia's, Warren's best home-style buffet lunches and dinners, plus full-service banquets, buffets, or sit-downs for up to 300. De Lucia's, Elm Road in Warren. Another clear night ahead of us tonight. The low temperature down to between 55 and 60. Mix of clouds and sun tomorrow. Still a pretty pleasant day, though. The high 80 to 85. Clear again tomorrow night. The low around 55. Mostly sunny skies on Friday. Friday's high right around 80 degrees. That's First Weather. I'm Channel 33 meteorologist Stan Boney.
Thank you, Stan. Right now at the Radio Center, it is 85 degrees. First Weather every 10 minutes in the morning and on the hour and half hour all day on WBBG, Youngstown, Warren, and Sharon's great mix of oldies from the 50s, 60s, and 70s.
Oldies 93, WBBG. Oldies 93.
Well.
Shout, 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 shout.
Oldies 93. 93 is WBBG. The Guess Who is here all the way from Canada. She's come undone.
She's come undone. Oldies 93, WBBG. First
sunny the rest of today, clear tonight down to about 60. Mostly sunny tomorrow and Friday with a high of 85. Currently at the Radio Center, it's 84 degrees. First weather every 10 minutes in the morning and on the hour and half hour all day on WBBG, Youngstown, Warren and Sharon's great mix of oldies from the 50s, 60s, and 70s. In this hour, spotlighting your 50s favorites on the 50s of 5.
Oldies 93, WBBG.
Hey, who put that last guy in there? I think we know him. Another month, another market. See you next time on Market Scope. Now a guy who always has a surprise or two up his sleeve, John Bowker.
Historical Moments in Radio, a collection of stories from the rich and exciting past on the AM radio dial. And this month, I want to share with you a listing from a radio log published in January 1928, sponsored by City Radio Stores featuring Sonatron radio tubes. Remember, your radio set deserves only the best. Use Sonatron. Yeah. Well, anyway, the listing of radio stations in this book is profound, and it's introduced in the log with these words. The list of stations experimenting on short wave grows daily, and below are stations already licensed to broadcast on the higher frequencies. Owners of shortwave receivers will be able to hear some of these stations without static, although it's often difficult to hear such stations unless several thousand miles away. This is due to the skip distance effect of the station's waves. Well, that's the introduction. Here's part of the list. 1. Westinghouse Electric and Manufacturing Company, Pittsburgh. Rebroadcasts of KDKA programs on 8XK and 8XP. Operating frequencies will be variable, but all above 1,500 kilocycles per second. That is, short wave. 8XP will also be a portable station located in East Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. 2. The General Electric Company in Schenectady, New York, rebroadcasting WGY programs on 8 different shortwave frequencies using stations 2XAC, 2XAD, and 6 others. Station 2XAC will operate with 25,000 watts with a frequency of 2 to 6 megacycles, whereas 2XAD and 2XAF will use 40,000 watts in the new 6 to 30 megacycle band. 3. The Radio Corporation of America will operate 20 shortwave stations broadcasting self-generated programs and those of other stations from Rocky Point, Long Island, Yonkers, and sites in New Jersey. The Yonkers, New York station, 2XAJ, will operate at 60 megacycles, well above the range of all but handcrafted amateur radio sets. For the Hugo Gernsback Publishing Group, owner of WRNY in New York and editor of Radio News Magazine, will operate 2XAL from Coatesville, New Jersey. Seattle listeners will be able to hear KJR programs on that station. Other companies operating shortwave stations in connection with their regular radio stations include Westinghouse in Springfield, Massachusetts, Stromberg Carlson in Rochester, New York, that's WHAM programming, and Bamberger's in New York, rebroadcasting programs of their WOR. Crosley in Harrison, Ohio will soon be broadcasting programs from their new WLW. Warner Brothers in Los Angeles, KFWB. And Los Angeles Express, owner of KNX. Well, the list goes on for 44 stations. So, before sitting down to our DX Audio Service microphones, I decided to pull out my listing of all the radio stations as published in the June 30th, 1928 edition of the Federal Radio Commission log. Lo and behold, I note several things. First, by the middle of 1928, all these station calls that we've been listing here had been changed over to start with the letter W. And the numeral following the W was the same as used by amateurs to this very day. W6 was California, W2 for New York and New Jersey, W1 for New England, etc. And the letter following the numeral was always X. The other thing I noticed was the list of shortwave stations by June 30th, 1928 had grown from the 44 in this other log to well over 200. It seems obvious that there were many people in the large companies who were beginning to wonder if maybe AM radio, with its distortion and its static, might be better served if they were broadcast on shortwave bands, where superior reception characteristics were available over medium wave frequencies, at least under certain conditions. FM, of course, was still on Edward Armstrong's laboratory bench. No one else had really given much attention to it. But as you can guess, most of those who poured the big bucks into shortwave for domestic radio programs came away empty, and perhaps that accounts in some measure for the lack of response to Mr. Armstrong when later in 1930s he came out calling for everybody to switch over to this new FM experiment. Well, we probably will never know. Happy birthday this month to WTAW in College Station, Texas. They connected their antenna first on October 2nd, 1922. See you next month for Historical Moments in Radio. This is John Bowker.
Ernie Wesolowski and Steve Francis want you to know that plans are already in the making for the 1996 National Radio Club Convention to be held in Knoxville, Tennessee over Labor Day weekend. Steve Francis will be your host and will have hotel announcements by Thanksgiving. Early inquiries can be sent to him with a self-addressed stamped envelope to his home at 1620 Lodge Street, L-O-D-G-E, in Alcoa, ALCOA, Tennessee, 37701-2024. Knoxville is just a few miles west of the Smoky Mountains.
Hello, everyone. Tonight I'm at the Parker River Wildlife Refuge in Raleigh, Mass., with a very waterlogged Bruce Conti, who got soaked running his beverage antennas down a flooded path on the salt marsh at high tide. Mark Conley recently discovered the site, and it's a great one, as many outstanding TAs have been logged. Bruce has recorded a number of them and will be part of the upcoming DX Audio Service. Thank you, 73s and good DX.
That's DX Audio Service member Tom Beaton. I'm Bruce Conti, and this is the International DX Audio Service Report. As Tom mentioned, we have plenty of international DX audio recorded during mini expeditions to the Parker River National Wildlife Refuge in Raleigh, Massachusetts, on the Atlantic coast just north of Boston. Antenna wires ranging from 500 feet to 1,500 feet were run in parallel due east along a path that cuts through the salt marsh from the refuge access road to Nelson Island. During high tide, the path is flooded, which is what Tom was referring to as I waded through the water, carefully laying the antenna wires over the high grasses on either side of the path. Tom Beaton was set up with the Drake R8 and Mini MWDX5 phasing unit, and I recorded DX for this report off the low HF 225 Europa MWT3S regenerative tuner and the MWDX5 phasing unit, although phasing was somewhat limited in effectiveness due to the wires running in parallel. We begin on 666 kilohertz. This is Portugal's RDP. We're listening to news right now, just after 0200 UTC. That's Portugal on 666 kilohertz. These are being recorded, by the way, on the weekends of August 27 or September 2nd. Now we're at 747 kilohertz. This is Netherlands. The Netherlands on 747 kilohertz. This is at about 0115 UTC. the Netherlands right there with some telephone talk once again on 747 kilohertz. Coming up now where you go to 765 kilohertz, this is Switzerland. Switzerland on 765 kilohertz, the RSR network, French language, classical music, 0220 UTC. We're now at 774 kilohertz. This is Spain. Kind of losing the signal there. That's Spain Radio Nacional on 774 kilohertz. Let's try them again. This is a little bit later on. This is around 0135 UTC. Radio Nacional, this time with telephone talk. A little better signal. Now we go up to 864 kilohertz. This is Egypt. The woman talking is from interference from station in Spain. The chants are from Egypt. This is at about 0010 UTC. Egypt and Spain on 864 kilohertz. Now we move up to 954 kilohertz, once again from Spain. This is Madrid. That's Spain, Madrid, Radio España, and telephone talk at 0045 UTC. Now we move on to 1017 kilohertz. This is Germany with some lounge music for your listening pleasure.
Thank you.
Germany on 1017 kilohertz at about 0030 UTC. What I'm doing now is bringing up some of the regenerative tuner preamplification. Really boost the signal here. Not bad for Germany. 1017 kilohertz. And it figures you get a guy with a deep, deep voice. Probably sounds okay if you're listening locally, but kind of tough to DX. This is 1089 Talk Radio UK. Little tough DX there. 1089 Talk Radio UK. This was actually a little earlier in the evening at 2350 UTC. Now we're going to have some fun. This is 1314 Norway, 0120 UTC. Enjoy a little Norwegian music. That's 1314 Norway at about 0120 UTC. This is 1544 kilohertz.
Okay.
This is to believe to be either Algeria or Morocco. Otherwise reported as the clandestine station on 1544 kilohertz. Typically carrying political talk in Arabic language. Tom Beaton actually heard these guys sign off at about 0100 UTC with an anthem. And right there, you just heard 1602 kilohertz from Spain, Radio Euskadi y Radio Vitoria. Servicios informativos was the idea just heard. It was actually interesting. If you play that over a couple of times, you'll notice the beeps at the top of the hour had a little bit of an echo in there, which kind of indicates there's more than one station on the Vitoria network. Even though the WRTH lists only one on this frequency, with the other supposedly on the SER network. And that's just some of what was heard over the weekends of August 27 and September 2nd from the Parker River National Wildlife Refuge in Raleigh, Massachusetts. More next time on the International DX Audio Service Report. I'm Bruce Conti, 73s and good DX.
From our friends at Radio Austria International comes word that Report from Austria is broadcast every day at the same time. This program includes a review of listeners' letters and a musical feature in the Saturday edition starting at 1430 UTC and continuing in all broadcasts, including Sunday at 1330 UTC. To North America, you can hear the broadcast at 0130 and 0230 on a frequency of 9655, at 0530 and 0630 on 6015, and finally at 1130 on a frequency of 13730.
The DX Audio Service Musings from Members. The opinions expressed are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect the views of the DX Audio Service, the National Radio Club, the editors, or publishers.
Hi, this is Doug Hunsinger in Pittsburgh, PA on August the 29th. At around 4 o'clock this afternoon, we lost a country music station here. WXRB at 104.7 Pittsburgh changed to The Revolution, Modern Rock, and this was at about 4 o'clock. All day long, between the songs, they were playing Y108 jingles, which is the competition or former competition, WDSY. So, rather interesting switchover, no real sweeps or anything, just the Y108 jingles. Hope those of you who win had a nice convention, and we'll be looking forward to hearing the details.
Hello, DX Audio members. This is Ray Rokita with some radio station changes that occurred in late August, early September for the Lansing area. Oldies 94.1 changed to Continuous Country, WIBM-FM, Jackson, Lansing. Oldies Now is on WJIM-FM at 97.5, Lansing, which used to be Soft Favorites. And WJCO in Jackson has changed from a country format to contemporary rock music.
Greetings, Audio Service members. This is Marty Rimpaugh on the 8th of September, and we have a station testing at 1120 KSJI in San Martin. I believe that's near Monterey Salinas in that area. And also, we have a new TIS station relaying the 162.55 weather from Redwood City.
Hello, DXers. Bob Alm calling from Delphus, Ohio. Excellent South Dakota air check during one of the summer editions. I thought it was the best one yet. Jim Snowbarger enjoyed the CBS tone explanation. I've worked with it for 15 years and didn't know what it was that they were doing exactly. For those of you who are DXers listening to WoWo Radio, you may notice poor modulation from the station in Fort Wayne. They haven't reduced the power. They're just having many studio problems at their new location, a combination with WMEE and WMEF.
Greetings, DX Audio Service members. This is Carrie Livingston Hughes in Winnetka, California, section of Canoga Park, a section of L.A. We've had some format changes around here. During the summer, KNNZ 540 in Costa Mesa joined up with XETIN in Mexico to become a news service. And on September 1st, KNNS was added. That's what used to be. The Costa Mesa and Beverly Hills facilities are what used to be KJOY, KJQI.
Hi, Fred. This is Carl Dabelstein calling from Minneapolis. In response to a question from Tim Hendel on last month's Musing from the Members, when making the Twin Cities daytime band scan appearing on the DX Audio Service recently, I used a Kenwood R1000 receiver and space magnet antenna. The space magnet is an amplified altazimuth loop using a 12-inch ferrite rod core. It has the capability of nulling signals both horizontally and vertically. They were first introduced and manufactured by National Radio Club member Joe Worster back in the early 1970s. I don't have, nor have I used, a super radio, so I can't give the comparison that Tim requested.
Hi, Fred. This is Dave Haley calling from Columbus, Ohio. I've just finished reading an article in Broadcasting and Cable and Electronic Media concerning the FCC and its infinite wisdom. Apparently, starting from square one again with respect to the frequencies between 1605 and 1700 megahertz, 1710, whatever, they only had about 86 or 76, something like that, stations out of the total that applied, who were apparently going to be granted permission, and now they're saying that some mistakes were made in the calculations. I just wonder, given the economic situation in the industry, if in fact these facilities are going to be built, given the way things are right now. Of course, they are designed to relieve frequency congestion and so forth, but I wonder about the economic feasibility of this, and given the fact that there are no receivers available at this time. Any comment that you would care to make on this, I would very much appreciate. Keep up the good work, Fred, and thank you very much.
Hey, DX members everywhere. This is Tom Jackson from Sycamore, Illinois. I want to know if anyone has ever had this experience with the music services, these cable music services like the digital cable radio and whatever. When the converter box is plugged into the wall outlet, it interferes with the regular FM. I cannot get weak or distant stations when that cable box is plugged in, the converter box for the digital cable radio is what I'm trying to say. Has anyone ever experienced that? Thank you very much.
Members may muse by calling the Action Line 24 hours a day.
Let's take a quick look at our CPC test calendar. KLZ 560 will conduct a DX test on Monday, October 2nd between 0200 and 0230 Eastern Daylight Time. WOBL 1320 will conduct a DX test between midnight and midnight 30 Eastern Daylight Time on Thursday, October 5th. WCEP 1460 will conduct a DX test on Saturday, October 7th between 5:30 and 6 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Also testing our WSEZ 1560 on November 6th between 0100 and 0130, WOON 1240 on November 20th between 0100 and 0200, and WPWA 1590 on December 11th between midnight and midnight 30. For the latest test information, just give us a call on the Action Line. We'll have all the information up to date just for DX Audio Service members. From the DX Time Machine, from the pages of DX News, from 50 years ago, from the September 8th, 1945 DX News, editor Ray Edge noted that this was the beginning of the 13th year for the National Radio Club. And from all appearances, it looked like a banner year with plenty of new stations. From the September 22nd, 1945 DX News, full-age reports by the host, Phil Nichols, and Mr. Up Paul Knight... Yeah, I read that right. On the National Radio Club mini convention held at Hartford, Connecticut, on September 8th through the 10th, with 13 National Radio Club members in attendance. On display was Norm McGuire's KINY verification. From 25 years ago, from the September 5th, 1970 DX News, Ernie Wesolowski reported that two of KFAB's towers toppled in high winds, leaving one which was radiating 50 kilowatts and providing a DX catch to the east. And KDKA's vertical dipole recently had its center insulator fractured, according to Jerry Starr, leaving them operating at 5 kilowatts into a horizontal long wire. And there was a bootleg station operating on 1617 kilohertz near New York City. And that's it for this edition of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service.
Want to ask a question here of you?
Did you get enough of your DX Audio Service this month?
What's this world coming to?
Can you believe that 90 minutes is just come and gone?
KVIL.
Dallas for Legal ID.
What the news has got to say.
Thanks for listening to your October edition of the Audio Service.
Might blow your entire day.
Next edition is the Turkey edition.
KVIL.
AM 1150, Dallas, Fort Worth.
You better listen here. You're gonna learn a thing or two. Man is talking to you.
Time to pull the plug on this thing and get out of here and go do something else.
It's time to take us off the air.
If I could find the switch to the transmitter, I'd turn this thing off and go home.
Tell your stories, I don't care.
Oh, what the heck. 73, good DX, folks.
KVIL.